The next disaster is probably the last thing you want to think about right now, but communication experts say we need to be prepared. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. Our computers and our cell phones are increasingly a huge part of how we do our jobs and how we live our lives right now, whether that's work, socializing, or even organizing a protest. In a natural disaster, those communications tools become even more important, but often less reliable. That's particularly an issue for first responders who are soon going to have to start dealing with this year's inevitable hurricanes and wildfires when cell networks are often knocked out. With many government agencies already maxed out with their response to COVID-19, the complications of social distancing, and stressed budgets, this year could be particularly tough. There are expensive and complicated solutions like specialized radios, but mesh networks could be a simpler way to communicate without cell service. That's according to Craig Fugate, who served as head of FEMA during the Obama administration and now consults for GoTenna, one of the companies working on this tech. These small device-to-device networks can be more resilient for local communications.
You don't have to be connected to the big internet. That ability to use your cell phone inside of that closed network offers a lot of interesting advantages. One, if you're dealing with personally identifiable information or sensitive information, you're not having to go through the internet. It's only for those people that are on the mesh, and you can password protect it and keep those that information separate. And because you're using your cell phone, you know, there's a lot of different types of things you could do as far as being able to track people so that you could build a map and you could actually have each phone giving its updated location. It connects among itself, which is a real advantage when you're dealing with disaster environments or when you're trying to keep a closed network.
If you're making your own little bubble of connectivity like that, though, your own mesh amongst a certain number of people, and you don't have that link to the greater backbone of the internet, does that mean you can't access any of that type of information? You can't do a web search, for example. You just have to rely on the people in your bubble.
Yeah, that's the trade-off. But this would be, again, if you did have the internet, you could actually reach out and connect to it. But in a disaster environment or environments where we're seeing either because of demand or lack of connectivity, you can still do good work with the mesh networks. And a lot of these instances, it's either because we're dealing with a capacity issue, it's a remote issue, or we have a failure because secondary to the event. But the mesh network can operate in any of those environments.
So say later this year, and unfortunately, I think it's probably a relatively realistic prospect that we have a hurricane or a wildfire, the cell network goes down, but people want to communicate within their groups but stay socially distant because of COVID-19. It's quite a difficult circumstance. What sort of equipment would they need to make a mesh network work?
Well, they could go the route that amateur radio and other do-it-yourself groups have and take old routers, repurpose them, put them on batteries and hook them up. And it's a little bit of a challenge to do that. It's not what I would call consumer friendly, but people are doing it. There are applications out there. One is GoTenna Pro, which is a portable mesh network that's basically consumer grade. It was developed initially for response operations, the military, but the ability is that, they basically have built a battery-powered, self-contained unit that anybody that can see that can get permission. You can select who could get into that network, can get on that mesh. So you can do it yourself, or you can go to commercial products.
I mean, we're seeing people like Elon Musk's SpaceX launch these constellations of satellites for communication now. Would something like that not be more effective with a greater coverage area?
In the future, perhaps. But again, it goes back to, will your phone be able to see that network? And if not, will you have to have another device? So if you look at today, these are applications we have now. I think of this from the standpoint of always looking at how to get more bandwidth, how to improve communications, how to build interoperability. But the one interoperability solution the public has is their cell phone and the Wi-Fi access if we lose the cellular networks.
Craig Fugate served as head of FEMA during the Obama administration and now advises on disaster communication. And now for some related links. Check out marketplacetech.org for a link to Craig Fugate's recent white paper, where he argues that communications will be the next challenge of the COVID-19 pandemic. Because, of course, the disease outbreak doesn't really care much about what else is going on in the world, including any other natural disasters. TechCrunch has a look at how GoTenna's equipment was useful for getting Puerto Rico back online after past hurricanes there. It quotes a local official as saying 93% of telecommunications were downed in 2017, and it wasn't just a case of hooking up a generator to individual cell towers, not that generators or fuel were easy to get hold of. Because even if a cell tower was powered up, there was no backbone network for it to connect to, so no link to the wider world. Mesh networks meant at least people could text each other. Another possible use for mesh networks is for added privacy when people don't want to be reliant on the cell networks and the tracking that happens every time your phone pings a cell tower. Craig told us that a sort of communications bubble for a limited number of people could be useful at protests, for example, the type of which we're seeing across the country and the world at the moment in support of Black Lives Matter. Cell networks sometimes get overwhelmed when there are huge crowds anyway. So as some bonus related audio today, here's what he had to say on that topic.
Again, there's a lot of interesting applications within mesh networks. One that can be password protected, so you can limit who's on there. You're not competing with cellular data because you're not using cellular data. You're using your Wi-Fi. And it would give you that ability, one, bypass congestion, communicate within your group. And again, you can, if the communication networks are still up, you can switch back to the other network to get information.
One thing that has really struck me during this pandemic is just how different it is to the books and the movies that I've nerded out on over the years. And that is all down to the communications that we have. In science fiction, society always quickly breaks down and we resort to eating bugs in a matter of weeks. In real life, we had the internet. We could work, we could shop, we could stay in touch with loved ones, we could stream Netflix. Can you imagine what the last few months would have been like if the internet had given out? Well, Molly will be back next week with a look at how essential the internet has become, but also a check-in on the inequality of access across the country. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.